In the post-game show, we'll start with head coach Alex Warnke. And, coach, you saw a little bit of everything in this one. You got out to the 20-point lead, and then the pushback you knew was coming you saw at the beginning of the third quarter. Walk us through what you saw in this game tonight.
Yeah, you know, coming into tonight, we knew that when a team's playing their final game and fighting for the life there, they're going to punch back. And, you know, started the first half really well, got out to that 20-point lead, and they made the run in the third quarter. And we had some guys step up and make some big plays. Drew Burke and Rafe Jensen came off the bench for us and kind of gave us the spark. You know, an and one from Rafe and a big three-point basket for Drew, and that kind of got us going. Defense could have been cleaned up in the second half, but at this point, you just find a way, you move on, and we're fortunate to advance and looking forward to Thursday.
Talk us through a little bit of the timeout. You might have hit on a lot of it there, but it was cut back to 11. Again, 20 at the half in that third quarter. You call a timeout. Give us some of the conversation there in the third. It's a different, I'm sure, a different feel than in the regular season. You kind of hit on it there with it being survive and advance.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when we come to the timeout, we really focus on going 0-0, you know, treating the score like it's 0-0, just getting back to the basics. And there at that timeout, I think we were kind of reacting to what they were doing as opposed to being the initiator. And so on offense, we wanted to make sure we were initiating the action. We were attacking their zone defense. And then on the defensive end, too, keep them off their spots. And, you know, out of that timeout, we were able to do that. We were able to kind of reset, come back out, and take care of business.
You did just that, 24-8 down of the stretch. You now get ready for Unity Christian coming up on Thursday, a team that's won 17 games. You talked to me about in the pregame, it's really interesting how spread out this district has is. Some of the matchups, Hinton at Emmitsburg, you guys at Unity Christian. Talk a little bit about Unity Christian coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, obviously Unity is going to be a top-notch ball club. They play up there in Northwest Iowa, and there's a lot of good basketball in the Siouxland Conference, and not a lot of opponents we typically see on their schedule, and so that's okay. You know, it's something we're looking forward to, especially after playing a team like Mapleton three times. Just kind of a fresh start, and really everybody's record is 0-0 here, and so it's just going to come down to who can play 32 minutes of good basketball. And so we have our work cut out for us, but I think these guys will be ready, and we just want to get back to work tomorrow and start prepping for that game.
All right, Coach, a fun one tonight. Your team gets the victory and does, like we talked about, one of the challenging things, beating a team three times in the season. Thank you for the time tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate the coverage.